Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
So let's just come before the Lord. And we, Father, we come before you and we give you praise, honor, and glory. We lift up the precious, the powerful, the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here in this place right now, leading, guiding, and directing us in all truth and righteousness. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that your power is resident in this place right now, and your power to heal is here. And it's here right now for whosoever would appropriate that healing virtue and just receive it as the gift that was given to us at Calvary. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you, Jesus, for taking the whipping on your back. We thank you, Lord, that there is no sickness unto death in a Christian's life. There is no sickness in a Christian's life that is incurable because you, God, take care of whoever's in covenant with you. You take care of your children, and you're greater than any sickness would ever be in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Well, let's see what happens today. We had a great service last night, and the Spirit of God was here in the house. And, you know, He often just continues in that kind of vein. And so when you think about this, first of all, you have got to get a hold of your mind. Everyone say, get hold of my mind. Because as Joyce Meyer wrote the book, Kenneth Hagin said it, and I've said it, and thousands of preachers have said it, the battleground is in the mind. The 6 inches of space or 8 inches of space between your ears is where the fight is. That's where you win or lose the battle. Can you say amen? Amen. And if you start to think about coronavirus, or you start to think about attacks, or you start to think about all the problems in the world, that can keep you occupied until Jesus comes back. If you have to be focused on all the problems and issues of life, you will not have time to even focus on the answers to the problems. And so we've got to understand that the devil will come with his tricks. He's got a bag of tricks. And don't think that he's stupid. He's very smart. The Bible says, know the wiles of the devil. Know the wiles. The wiles, when you break it down, means strategies. Know the strategy of the devil. He's got strategy planned out. That's why we're having a porn epidemic in the world, because he strategized it. How did he do that? Well, number one, he started to put things on TV that would have, 50 years ago, you would have died looking at stuff that you're seeing today. But how did he do it? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? That's how you eat an elephant. Well, that's what he did. He came in and gave you a little bit of leaven. Just a little bit. Remember, a little bit of leaven, leaven's a whole lump. He gave just a little bit, and he showed just from the days when they would just kiss on the cheek in the old 50s and times like that, which I believe it was like that, where they just kiss. You would never see today what you see. But then eventually they on the lips, and then mouth open, and then on the bed, and then half naked on the bed. Now it's naked on the bed, and now it's two women on the bed. But how did that happen? The strategy of the devil. And the Bible says, know the strategies of the devil. And his strategy to destroy your life, he's been working on for over 6,000 years. And how does he destroy your life? Well, he comes in and gives you all of these things that are really not the major issue. He'll bring you little points, because you know the scripture that says it's little foxes that destroy the whole vine. It's the little fox that destroys the vine one bite at a time, remember? And so he'll put something on you, or he'll tell you what someone said, or even your best friend will say something that gets seed into you that you don't need. Amen. You understand? So he gets you to start getting into a place of fear. You got to understand that the devil works through fear tactics. God works through faith tactics. Amen. Now, the good news is this, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. How many of you have ever been in fear in your life? Let me see your hands. Okay, who didn't put their hand up? We need to pray that prayer of that truth. We've all experienced fear. Every one of us in this place have experienced fear. Some of us have experienced fear that's so big that it rendered us helpless to do anything. Like Peter walking on the water, he got into such fear when he looked at the situation around him that he sunk. Couldn't even tread water. A man born in the ocean, basically. And so he comes with his fear tactic because fear will render faith helpless. But the good news is, if you've been in fear, it should actually be easier for us to be in faith. Because the principles have the same workings. Fear is belief. In fact, faith has a better one. But fear is believing for something that has not happened. Right? I'm scared they're going to fire me at my job. I fear if he sneezes near me, I'll get the flu. I'm scared that my rent will not be here on time and the mortgage. And I fear that my children are out and it's 7 o'clock in the evening already, etc., etc. So he brings fear. So you're believing for something that's not yet happened. When you sit up waiting for your child at 11 o'clock at night in total fear, nothing's happened to your child. They're just irresponsible at this stage, right? Because you told them be at 11, it's now 10 past, and they're not here. And then the devil comes, yeah, this and that. And he knows that the thing that you fear the most, according to Job 3:25 and other places, the thing that you fear the most will come upon your life. He knows that as you think in your heart, so it's going to happen in your life. So he comes to put seed inside of you so it can produce a harvest, his harvest. But the good news is, if you've been in fear, you've already proven you can be in faith. And if you've been in big fear, you can be in great faith. Why? Because number one, they work the same way, but there's something better to faith. Because faith is based on something that's happened. Come on, you got to get this. Faith is based on something that happened 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, Jesus died for me and he took care of the biggest fear we ever had, death. He took care of the problem of death. Man were held captive, mankind, by death. We were in bondage. And Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. For you've not been given a spirit of fear again unto death. Amen. Come on. You've not been given a spirit of fear unto death, but you're given a spirit of adoption. Amen. Adoption. I've been adopted into the kingdom of God. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You see, so he took the fear that held us captive. This was, listen, you know when we play music last night, we played the band. Right. I was telling Devin all night, you better play that bass. Don't make me come to you. I push people because I expect excellence and I pull people up with me. And in the song, I mean, the guy was amazing. It was amazing because you rely on the bass. Everyone, the bass and the drums together. So it's called bass for what reason? Because there's a bass to come back to. If you're out there playing and singing something, you can come back to the bass. It's your place where you go back to. You've heard that they got a bass camp. We go back to bass. Everyone get back to bass and we go back to the bass. Well, the point is that Jesus Christ, when he died for us and he gave us all the blessings and he took away death, which was the base thing that was holding us captive. He smashed that base, and now death has no longer got any hold over any of us. It doesn't hold you in bondage. That's why the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Why? Because death has been put to sleep. He destroyed death, the hell, and the grave completely. This is our Jesus, our loving Savior. And so the devil will come, and he tries to get you into fear tactics that he uses. Faith, I'm believing for something that happened 2,000 years ago. Jesus said, by my stripes you are healed. It's done. He'll come and say you're going to get sick. And we'll believe that. And we'll get into fear over that. Instead of thinking back and saying, now hold on a second. It's already done. It's already a done deal, taken care of. Amen. But he'll come with the coronavirus or this or that or the money or whatever it is, and he'll tell, ooh, it's getting bad. And you'll hear people, ooh, it's getting worse. Ooh, and everyone's going, ooh, ooh, ooh. And the Christians should be saying, praise God, no weapon formed against me. 1,000 may fall, yeah, 10,000 there, but it's not coming nigh me or my house. We got to get the mentality that God has done what God said he's done. We are already healed. He said that every single thing that's involved in the curse, you have been redeemed from that stuff. And coronavirus is part of the curse. No money is part of the curse. Addiction is part of the curse. Divorce is even part of the curse. Now, whether you went through a divorce or not, you repent, God forgives, and you move on. And God will find you the right spouse if that's what you seek. Hello. So if you've been in great faith and fear, you should be able to get into greater faith. And your faith has to override fear. You've got to get this. I'm telling you, that's the wiles of the devil. The first thing he does is he sends fear. That's the first thing he does. The doctor says, sit down, I want to talk to you. Ho! Oh, what comes into your head? He's just done the blood test, right? He's taken the swab. He's done all of this stuff. And he says, would you mind sitting? I need to talk to you. What goes through your head at a time like that? Ah! Come on. Come on. I would think, praise God, he's going to tell me every part of my body's working like a 19-year-old. But it's taken me years of practice to get there. But so many, especially Americans, who've been spoiled rotten from having TV and anything you want on the TV, and now you've bought into the lie of, ooh, it's 5 seasons. No, it's 6 seasons. How about a 7th season now? We got flu season, we got sinus season, we got hurricane season, we got dog season, we got all kinds of seasons. No, there are 4 seasons. But we bind to the lie. And we go, ooh, ooh, we're like this, we walk around, ooh. Instead, I used to be scared to go to my mailbox when I was in South Africa, because I was business, doing business, and I never knew what was going to be in there. I was scared to, if it was a phone call, it might be the bank. But then I turned it around thinking the bank wants to call me because he wants me to come sit in his office and ask me how he can help me further this what I'm doing and how he can be involved with what I want. That's what's happening here right now. We had banks clamoring to try to sell us this place. Amen. Or wanting to give us a loan because they wanted to be part of this. Plus, you understand. So you've got to change your thinking. It's a paradigm shift. You've got to start thinking the way God thinks. God said this. Listen, he said, and this I believe is for unbelievers, and I believe for baby Christians, when he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. Did he say that? He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. Well, that's when I used to think like the devil wanted me to think. That's when I used to think like the world told me to think. That's when I used to think, well, when you get older, you're going to become forgetful, and you're going to start to have all problems, and then there's dementia, and there's all these kinds of trash they're trying to do, amen, right? And so you've got to get away from all of that stuff. You have to break that cycle. It's a cycle. And so many people are hypochondriac without a sickness taking medication. You don't believe that's true? The richest industry on the planet is not the diamond industry. It's not the car industry. It's the pharmaceutical industry. It's the hugest empire on the planet today.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.